Okay, hope everybody had a really wonderful Labor Day weekend. We had been discussing, of course, the process whereby witnesses would come to the Beis Din HaGadol in Yerushalayim, and they would testify about seeing the new moon, and thereby we would be able to sanctify the new month, and that's the process of Kiddush HaChodesh, and the Din D'oraisa, the Torah level laws we spoke about, based on the pasuk of Eileh Moadei Hashem Bikrei Kodesh, Asher Tikro Osam B'Moadam, means that you're allowed to do that even on Shabbos, even though it would involve a violation of what the Rambam terms in Isser D'oraisa, violating Tchom Shabbos by walking a certain distance outside of the community on Shabbos. Now, the last Mishnah in the first Perek deals with the issue of that it could even amount to more than just a violation of Tchom Shabbos, which again, according to the Rambam, is an Isser D'oraisa. Rashi disagrees, thinks it's an Isser D'rabbanan, but it could involve an actual malacha. Tchom Shabbos, according to the Rambam, is a Torah-level violation of Shabbos, but it's not the kind of malacha that you could be liable for capital punishment for, because there's no malachas machshavos. You didn't do anything to creatively improve an object. You just walked outside the community. It's a major chiddush, so that could be actually an Isser D'oraisa. What are the situations where there could be a malach involved? So, Misharasa Chodesh Veino Yachol Alech, somebody who witnessed the new moon and he's not able to walk on his own, Malichin Oso Ala Chamor. So, you could give him a ride on the donkey. So, riding a donkey, riding a horse, that's only Nisr Darabanan. But then the Mishnah says, Afilu Bamita, even if it means carrying him in a bed. Now, carrying him in a bed is for sure Hotzah. There's not going to be an Erev all the way to Yerushalayim, so that's certainly a Torah level violation. Even if Hotzah is a malacha grua, it's a little different than the 39 malachos in general, because again, you're just transporting an object. You're not improving the object. There's no full malachas machshavas. It's called a malacha grua. But be that as it may, even though a live person, we normally say achai no se etzatzmo, that a person has a certain buoyancy when they're alive, and like we have in English, the expression dead weight. So when you carry somebody in a bed, the principle of achai no se etzatzmo doesn't apply, and that would really be a Torah level violation. Now there's a little bit of a cryptic line here. We'll understand it more in just a moment. V'im tzod alehem, and if they're afraid they're going to be ambushed on the way to do Kiddush HaChodesh, you would think, like, why would that be dangerous? But we're going to see in a second that there were sectarian groups that were actually attacking people on their way to sanctify the new moon, to give a testimony about that. So then you're allowed to take weapons. Lokchem biyada maklos. Okay, very much inyana diyoma in terms of, you know, security in shul. So this is Kiddush HaChodesh security, that there were people who were prepared to attack the witnesses because they didn't want them to sanctify the month on time. We'll talk about in a second. Im haisa derech rechoka lokchen biyada mizonos. You're allowed to carry food. Again, even though that clearly would be carrying on Shabbos Hotzah from one domain to the other, that's all assuming, again, that you can get to the basin on Shabbos. Shalmahalei chalayla v'yom echalin is a Shabbos. If you're so far away that you're not going to be successful in terms of getting to the Beis Din HaGadol on Shabbos, so then there's no point in setting out and violating Shabbos altogether, because you're not going to be able to bring the Korbanos of Rosh Chodesh anyway in that scenario.